It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to our final AFC preview here on Gridiron Updates with Banter of the Boys, of course. Rob next to me.
Yes, co-host. I am. Ready for
Still
another
here.
Year.
Ready. Ready to go.
Football
ready
to season, go. Baby.
Football season's here. Kev behind the camera getting everything done for us as always. We won't waste any time here and just hop right into this as well as we wrap up our AFC. Let's see here. Let's start with the Raiders. Let's just get them out of the way. Sorry, Raiders fans. I kind of feel that way about you. This is another tough division, low-key, other than the Raiders that went out and acquired
Gentry?
Pete Carroll.
The coach.
Pete Carroll. They did acquire Gentry. Everybody's freaking out. He didn't have a good preseason. I don't think that matters.
Well, the first game, he won for them. But
what I am worried about with Gentry is they ran him a lot at Boise State. So I'm just worried about workload. You have Raheem Mostert sitting there on the bench. Make sure you use him. That's my only request.
That's why you got him. He didn't do that well last year in Miami, but...
No. But that's my only request. Raiders went 4-13 last year.
Bottom of the barrel.
I have the Tom Brady-owned Raiders going 6-11.
6-11. Why 6-11?
6-11. I think a little bit of change of culture. Time to turn things around there a little bit. It's going to be a little bit better this season. You got to... At least a competent quarterback in Geno Smith.
Agreed.
You know,
so 6-10.
You got one of the 11. Best, probably the best young tight end in the league.
Oh, for sure.
Offensive weapon tight end in the league, you know, and Brock Bowers.
I mean, he's already top 8-5 tight ends in the NFL.
Probably top 8 at least. He could be approaching top 5. He might be like
I don't want to sit there and go through my whole like brain
six.
Of how many there like is. Andrews came to my mind right away.
He had a rough season last year. But anyway.
You're watching the wrong games, buddy.
No. But yeah, Raiders, I'm not too excited about. They're going to finish last in the division for me. Obviously, Max Crosby is a treat to watch. They got a couple pieces there on defense. Jeremy Chinn still kind of getting it done from the safety position. Obviously, picking up Eric Stokes from the Green Bay Packers, who lost both their corners. Can't wait to talk about Green Bay next week.
Yeah, I love it. He's open.
Yeah, right. So, I don't know. I don't have a lot to say. I'm not really excited for the Raiders, you know, for them.
You're not? No.
I think it's an easier win this year. No win is easy in the NFL. We know this. But I think, again, the likes of the Titans, the Cardinals could beat the Raiders, you know. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I got them improving a little bit. I got them at 10-7. I think Pete Carroll, 73-year-old, 18 years.
Oh, my.
You know, coming
gosh.
Back in.
Oh, my God.
Gentry, I mean, I think he's going to be a really nice piece for him. That does scare me a little bit of workload of college, you know, on the NFL side.
I think they ran him over 300 times last season alone.
Yeah. But Geno's nice. They still, you know, they got, like you said, Bauer. They got Myers, Trey Tucker. And then they did pick up the TCU receiver in the second round, Jack Beck.
Is that Beck? I think you're right. Beck.
That's how you say it right there. O-line kind of the same as last year. So that's why I don't think they're going to get over the top, you know, above 500. Defensively, they struggled to over 25 a game.
Telling you, I'm not super excited.
Them. And then Christian Wilkinson, that they paid big money, they kicked him out of for locker.
That's a whole weird situation.
That's a whole different.
He hasn't been picked up by anybody else since, right?
Yeah. So obviously the league's all
something's not cool.
So on that aspect, they did lose Robert Spillane from their top tackler last year. So they did pick up Pratt from Cincy. Jack Jones, he needs to step it up. You know, like. all over
the board.
They
got a good kicker.
They got our old draft pick from the Vikings, you know, Daniel Carlson, coming to the top five kicker in the league. So, I'd say, yeah, 7-10, I think culture is going to change a little bit. They do coming off a last place schedule, so that's why I have a little bit of a bump. And the
you have them at 7-10?
7-10. Oh, okay. So,
for some reason, I think.
You know, and I think just Pete Carroll, with the consistency of Geno Smith that brings to that, not as many turnovers as they had last year on offense. So that's where I think, you know, and they needed to rush the ball. They were the worst rushing team in the league last year. Gave up 50 sacks, you know, like.
They did the right thing.
Is better,
they picked up the right guy in the draft.
They did. So that O-line just needs to step up, you know. So I think they have a chance to – I don't think they'll get over 500, but I just
no
think,
way.
Yeah, their schedule, though, it helps them out a little bit. So
6-11.
Well, we almost got them the same.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to – let's do the Chargers next because the Chargers, for me – who went 11-6 last year?
11-6. Jacob said, "Don't sleep on Pete and Gino."
Stop, Jake. Stop. Don't sleep on Pete and Gino. Get out of here.
We have Facebook Live rolling over here too while we're recording this, so we got a couple.
Yeah,
comments
Jake's
coming
one up. Of our guests that'll be on this season to talk about his Ravens, who we think could go to the Super Bowl. He doesn't think so. Can't wait to hear
he's
that.
He's out. He's
can't
already
wait to
out.
Hear that. Anyway, we're talking about the Chargers, and we're wasting this time talking about the Ravens. What are we doing? Chargers went 11-6 last year. I have them at 10-7. I have three straight losses for the Chargers late in the season that makes the difference for me, that the Chargers could miss the playoffs even, too, this year. Those three late L's come to the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Cowboys, actually.
Ooh, that's a tough way to finish.
For sure. So I'm a little worried about that. As far as the team as a whole, I actually think Najee Harris might be a good addition for the Chargers. What did he say? Did he say something else?
He just said liars.
Whatever. Yeah. Jake's just losing it over here. You need somebody other than Ladd McConkey. Sorry, QJ's not getting it done anymore.
You don't
he
think
can't
so?
Catch the ball. Keenan Allen's back. Cool. That's cool as a Chargers fan. That's fun to see, but it's not enough. You need to get another weapon in there. Jalen Reagor's on the roster right now. What are we doing? O-line wise, you know, Joe Alt came out last year, played outstanding.
Yep.
Sucks to lose Rashawn Slater immediately after
that really hurts.
After that contract extension. Mekhi Becton's not bad. The O-line as a whole really isn't bad in LA.
Agreed.
Defensively, I'm sorry, I'm just stealing the whole thing.
No, you go,
LA.
go.
But defensively, again, it's another aging defense. They lost Joey Bosa, but again,
is it a loss?
Wasn't really on the field ever, so I would agree with you there. It was fun to watch Joey for a couple of years and then watch him in street clothes every Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, Khalil Mack, I don't know. It's underwhelming to me. I'm a big Derwin James guy. I have been for a long time, but again, everybody's just continuing to get older. I feel like they're not necessarily getting better right now. So that's why I have the Chargers having one less win than last year, but it could be worse. I think they could even go 9-8. 8-9 this season, 100%.
I love it. This is probably the most honest take that
I hate it.
Smelsley's ever
had,
because he's a Chargers fan, and it's
more
just
of a Vikes fan. But
I get
big
it.
Chargers
but
fan.
Like, you always kind of want to give a win or two to one of your other teams.
I can't
you
do
like,
it, but so they will beat the Vikings.
They are beating
the
Vikings.
They have the Vikings number. Yep.
I mean, I got them coming at 10-7. I think Justin Herbert was matched up with I can't think of his last name right now.
McConkey?
The coach? No, the coach.
Oh, Harbaugh.
I think that's where maybe Oakland can get next year, you know, but I think this is the second year they came out. What I mean, 11-6 was a big surprise. I just think of the consistency they run the ball. Harris is an upgrade. He ran for over, you know, 1,000 yards last year, which is kind of a weird number. Last 3 years he's ran over 1,000.
He's a good running back for Harbaugh's system.
Exactly for that.
So I'm really curious to see how he does.
And then
Trey Harris
from Ole Miss in the second round to help on that receiver thought process that you were worried about. I just think they have enough. Yeah, Landon is not going to, you know, but he's still, what, a little over 1,100 yards last year, 7 touchdowns. So he was kind of getting the job done. The left tackle is a big hurt. I almost want to switch that to like 9-8 now just with that.
Dude, it sucks.
Because he's kind of a difference maker.
That was a huge deal. Huge deal.
And then the Hampton running back in the first round from North Carolina, right into
don't
that
hate
system.
That.
Just
yep,
right
don't
back
hate
into that.
That
with him and Harris. And then defensively, they were number one in the league yards per game. So they just need to, you know, against stopping it, I guess. They just need to do a little bit better job against the run. Overall, I think they're just kind of flying all over the field with Harbaugh's system, you know. So that's why I still got them at 10-7.
Fair enough. Fair enough. No, I think they're another team that's going to be kind of in every game. It's just going to come down to who's going to close that thing out at the end.
And this year you don't think they're going to do it,
Something's telling me the Chargers are going to have a tough season. They could still sneak in a wild card. They won't win the division. There's another team that took massive strides last year within the division that is also not going to win the division, but...
Yeah, they didn't really pick anybody up either, though, on Chargers, the defense side, you know. But their pass D was so good. They were so good at... on defense. So I think that's where I keep them at 10-7, just defensively. And then they just don't turn. They're the lowest in turnovers last year, too, on offense. So taking care of the ball, playing defense.
That's Jim Harbaugh's
going
system.
10-6.
Take care of the ball. Yep.
You know, all day long. Sign me up for playoffs.
Sign me up for playoffs.
You know, that's where I think they're going.
All right. Let's see. The next team that we're going to talk about here went 10-7. In the division last year. That is the Denver Broncos. This is an interesting team. This is a defense that I actually do like, that does seem to be trending upwards. The Broncos, I think, could actually compete with the Chiefs this year. I don't think they're going to win the division, but I only have them one game behind the Chiefs.
That's interesting. I mean, I don't totally. I'm at 10-7 with them. So
10-7. I got them at 11-6.
You know, I think they're tied right there with the Chargers. Initially, about a month ago, I was a little higher on them, and I started looking at their schedule last year and actually going, who did they actually play to get to 10-7 last year? They did really well on the teams that they should have beat, which they beat, but then they went like 1-8 against the, you know, actually playoff caliber teams. So did they really make the big jump to compete with the Chiefs? Or did their schedule just help them out a ton?
I think weeks 3 through 5 this season will tell us that. They play at the Chargers, and then at home against Cincinnati on Monday night, and then in Philly.
Yep.
If they can go 2-1 out of those three games, that's enough for me. And I think the Broncos will be competitive the rest of the season, probably get a playoff spot. Again, healthy. We don't even need to keep saying healthy. We all know, you know, but...
And it's also, you know, what do we get a second-year Bonex? You know, he had 29 tutties, 12 interceptions, ran for all over 400 yards. Sutton is back. O-line solid, lowest in pressures.
I think their game week 11 against Kansas City right before they go to bye
is the
changer. I think that could be a win for the Broncos.
And then when you said Cincinnati, that game right there, I feel like that could be like whether they make the playoffs. Like if you were a fan, you look back in the season, like, oh, if we would have beat, you know, Denver, if you're a Cincy fan, you know, we'll be in the playoffs.
For sure.
You know?
And that game, it's going to be, can Denver's defense keep up with Cincinnati's offense? If they can, absolutely. I think Denver's offense can do enough damage to Cincy's defense. That's Trey Hendrickson-less, potentially. Can do enough damage to win that game.
Yeah. It's whether their defense, I can keep them, you know, in games, and then offenses.
I'm banking that they can this year.
They're like the same thing as the Chiefs. Or not the Chiefs, but the Chargers.
I
know. Same style.
I agree.
You know, run the ball, take care of the ball, play solid defense. Their secondary is loaded, you know. And then they drafted Barron from Texas in the first round, too. So put him with Patrick Surtain Jr. You're just like, they're stacked on it. So, I mean, they were like the best in the top, like red zone
defense.
Hufanga, you know? Yeah.
You know, so
high blitz rate too, you know, so they just get after you. So that's a tough to play against. So, and then Nick Bonino, the 13 sacks, They got a bunch of guys to get the job done. They did pick up Greenlaw from the 49ers. Cody Barton, they did lose.
Did Cortland Sutton just get paid, too?
He did just get paid. I believe he did, too. So he had over 1,000, you know, so I think a second receiver. They did get Evan Ingram from the Jacksonville. Had a horrible year last year. But most people are saying that's an upgrade in the tight end area for them.
They need another running back. What happened to Javonte Williams? Where did he go?
He went to... I just saw him. He went somewhere else.
I don't like that he's missing. I thought they still had him.
No.
So I liked the thought of J.K. Dobbins with Williams. But
Williams is
gone,
like 3.3 average since he's been in the league.
Who's R.J. Harvey? I don't even know who that guy is.
He's a rookie from UCF. Is
okay.
That where he's from?
Okay.
Yeah. Right, so right. They're big on him.
I'm curious what he's going to do because J.K. Dobbins, he's not going to play a whole season. That's
no.
The problem with J.K.
Yeah.
He's got explosiveness. He's got burst, but he can't stay on the field.
But as a Denver fan, they've been drafting running backs for like the last 5 years.
I'll never forget
them
drafting Moneyball, and then
just consistently, like their best running back in the last 10 years is probably the guy from the Chargers with Charles. Jamal Charles, or am I saying his name?
What?
No.
No way, Jamal Charles.
No, not
Jamal
Charles. He's the Chiefs. I'm trying to think. Kind of looks like Charles. Long hair. Oh, who was it? Fast, speedy guy. Why can't?
But he used to play for the Chiefs.
No, not the Chiefs at all. Just played for Denver. But it was towards the back end of his career. I'm drawing a blank right now.
I'm blanking too. All right.
Where's my buddy Nathan? He's a Broncos fan.
We'll throw it in a minute.
Jacob, look it up.
What?
Jacob said Najee can't see. He's playing a fireworks, so.
Yeah, that's right. I kind of forgot about that
Firework incident going on.
He'll be fine.
Didn't see
him. He'll be fine. He'll be fine, Jake. Gosh.
He only needs
gosh,
one eye to
gosh.
See the touchdown.
Jake, stop watching, okay?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, who we got? What do we got? Did we do everybody? Oh, the Chiefs. Ugh.
Ooh, saving it for the right. Chiefs.
Well, here we go. Let's do it. Hopefully Graham's listening.
Where do you have the – you had him at – 10-6, the Broncos?
Ooh, the Broncos, 11-6.
11-6.
11-6. The Chiefs, yes, who went 15-2 last year, which is crazy to me. They didn't feel like they were that dominant.
Which they weren't.
But again, they just find ways to get things done. I do not understand. Is that saying? Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, wait a minute. I thought Sky Moore got traded. I interviewed him with somebody else.
He's back, though.
Yep. Wait a minute. What do you mean he's back?
No, not Sky Moore.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking Rashid Rice.
Rashid Rice. Yeah. And I like Rice. I think he's a playmaker. He's another speedy guy who can stretch the field 100%. Worthy's interesting. He's more of that.
That gadget
player, yeah, yep. For sure. That Debo, just not the same frame. It's a slightly different gadget player, but
kind of like J-Mo Williams style.
J-Mo Williams. Oh, Jameson. Yeah. But Kansas City, I don't have them going to the Super Bowl this year. I don't have them winning the AFC this year, but I still have them going 12-5 and winning the division 100%. I think it's still the division runs through Arrowhead.
I mean, I wanted.
I don't even
the Broncos.
Know if that'll change next year, even. But
I wanted the Broncos for a reason or somebody to replace them here. But I just could not find enough wins in the Broncos to get the job done. Patrick Mahomes probably one of his worst statistic numbers, but they had injuries all over the place on offense, and they still made the Super Bowl. I mean, that's just so interesting. Maybe a little help from the refs too.
Yeah. Let's not get that started. First episode of the season.
Yeah,
we're talking about
the
refs
script
and the
writers
Chiefs.
Already.
Oh
yeah,
god, you know?
Trying to get those clicks.
Gotta get the short.
People angry at the world. You know, yeah,
right?
So, but yeah,
not a lot's changed defensively for them.
Not really. They're actually kind of a young group too. You know, they're fourth in the league in points given up, over 19. They only average 22, so they just won by a field goal every game. You know, so yeah.
I see it kind of going that way again for them this year, especially those division games against the Chargers and Broncos. Those are all going to be close games for them this season. Let's see. The Chiefs, actually, I think this is the interesting one for me. Yes, I have them dropping the first two games of the season. They'll still go 12-5, but I have them starting the season 0-2. They're going to lose to the LA Chargers in Brazil or whatever because of the field conditions.
Yeah, that's it's gonna be 100%.
Yep. So they're going to lose to the Chargers. Then they're going to lose to Philadelphia at Arrowhead. Okay. It's going to be a little surprise, like, oh, God, okay. And then they're going to get their stuff together. They're going to beat the Giants. Them playing Baltimore week 4 is an interesting matchup. But it's at Arrowhead, so I do have the Chiefs being able to pull that one off.
Okay. Yep. Just like the beginning of the year last year, the toes of likely. Remember that play?
That's right, yes.
What an opening.
Jake, do you remember that play?
Do you remember? Was he in or out? Josh Moreno. No, that was not him. It wasn't Josh Moreno either. He's name trying to think of the running back for the Denver
Broncos. No Sean Moreno? It was No Sean.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was still it wasn't him.
Anyway, we're just going to sit here and look at each other.
We'll start a whole new episode and come back with them, figure that out. So,
but no, rough start to the season for the Chiefs, but I think they can clean it up. You know, they end the season, Houston, Chargers, Tennessee, Denver, Las Vegas. So there's a couple games in there that are tougher, even before the Houston game. They're at Dallas. I'll touch on Dallas next week, but that's going to be a tough team this year, 100%. They're bouncing back in a big way for me.
Ooh, your little preview there for the NFC right there.
Yeah,
he's big on Dallas 100%. This year.
But I was last year, too. And but Dak was out. So anyway, don't get me started on the NFC. That'll be next week.
I gotcha.
That'll be next week. But
so do you think the Chiefs got better, worse, stayed the same?
I think they stayed the same.
About the same?
Which is fine.
If I'm a Chiefs Bowl fan.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Like, oh, we didn't blow up the team. Awesome. Yeah.
I mean, it's actually injuries, you know, like Pacheco is that running back. That's where I think the game, they couldn't run the ball at all because no one was on the field, you know. But their defense is still.
You're not thinking of Kareem Hunt, right?
No.
Because he's still there. Okay.
No. No, he was a fast. He was like just a speedster, though. He was probably there 3 years.
We're going to find this out after we're done hitting record because I got to know now.
I know. So, but defensively, you know, McDuffie, I mean, the secondary's nice. He still got the stud Hall of Fame Chris Jones in the middle, you know. So
Nick Bolton running the defense, you know. So
yeah,
I would agree. I think this team's primed for another deep playoff run, but I don't have them in the AFC Championship. Now, of course, depending how seeding lies, right, for me it's going to be the Bills versus the Ravens, but will we ever be blessed with that? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, they're going to be right there. They're going to be third, you know, right with
second, third in the conference. Know, but they're behind the Ravens for me.
You know, if Mahomes is the only, if he goes down is the only reason, I don't think there's, unless they can't, I don't, they have too
if
many
If Mahomes
stuff.
Were to go down, I'm mailing in the season for the Chiefs.
I get to it. Then what do they get?
But I mean,
Archie Manning?
Defense,
no, wait,
no, they don't need him.
They don't need him.
Yeah, Mahomes, is he'll bounce back.
Well, like you trade
he'll
the pick.
Back. He's fine. Or trade Mahomes. We have a tinfoil hat for the F1 podcast. We might have to start putting that on.
I don't know. What do you think about that, Chiefs fans?
Nah, that's never happening.
No.
He's got a lifetime Chiefs contract.
Yeah, five
contract.
More years, I think, left in his contract. Yeah. So,
well, if he goes down, they got Gardner Minshew. They're fine.
Oh, yeah.
We're fine.
That's
we're
who
fine.
I was thinking as running back.
Well, that is pretty much going to wrap our AFC West. Well, that's the last AFC division that we're previewing. You asked me a couple episodes ago already now who is winning the AFC Championship for me. I put the Ravens. I think you did as well. Is that who's going to the Super Bowl for you?
Yes, I think the Ravens are the team to beat in the NFL this year.
In the NFL. So you think Ravens are the Super Bowl champions?
I'll save that maybe for the next episode.
Save for next week.
You know, but
we got to figure out who's going
for the NFC. I still think they're the team to beat. I think they got better, you know, in so many different ways that I think they're going to compete.
Okay.
So, right, but if you had to pick a team out of the blue, who was it?
For the NFC?
AFC.
Oh,
so do you think the Browns could sneak into the playoffs? Because you have them in 9-8.
So we're talking like bubble teams really quick.
Yeah.
If I had a bubble team that would sneak into the playoffs. I mean, yeah, it would have to be somebody from the AFC North for me.
Okay.
Whether it's Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, one of those three teams probably makes the playoffs this year. We know Baltimore's.
And then get weird and make a Super Bowl run.
No.
None of those are capable?
No.
Okay.
Now, a team that I could see, I'm kind of, I don't know. Maybe do the Jaguars somehow sneak into a outside wild card playoff. So not make a run, But if we're talking about a bubble team, and I don't consider them a bubble team, they're just outside the bubble for me. But if we're talking about a team that could just kind of be a surprise a little bit and sneak in, maybe they get a little...
Like last year's Rams.
New culture.
You know, like they weren't supposed to make the playoffs, but they ended up being a really solid team.
And they were always a tough... We were talking about
every
them every week.
We were talking how solid they were. I mean, Jared Verse is the real deal. But yeah, that's next week. We'll get into the NFC a little bit and go from there.
Don't worry. There'll be plenty of Vikings talk.
Yes, there will be.
Uh-huh. But with that, Kev, obviously behind the camera, getting everything done for us. Rob joining us here tonight, as he always does.
All season long, baby.
Gridiron Updates. Thanks for being here, of course. I've been Smelty on Banner with the Boys. Gridiron Updates. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, wherever you listen to the Banner, whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. And
fall asleep to us. That's what you're doing. Put the earpod in there.
And yeah, put the AirPod in and listen to my sweet voice as you drift to sleep. Goodbye.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.